Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Here a reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 through 32. Listen for the word of God. From there, Jesus and his followers went through Galilee, but he didn't want anyone to know it. This was because he was teaching his disciples. The human one will be delivered into human hands. They will kill him, that 3 days after he is killed, he will rise up. But they didn't understand this kind of talk, and they were afraid to ask him. Beloved in Christ, every year at Easter, we celebrate that God has rescued us through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our search for eternal life through death and resurrection. We begin this holy season with rituals of repentance, trusting in the mercy and forgiveness that were given to us in Christ. This Lent, let us engage in a holy season through the self-examination and penitence, prayer and fasting, works of love, and reading and meditating on the Word of God.
We need to have a conversation this evening about the word greatness. What's the word greatness mean? How can you tell what greatness is? What's it look like?
Unmatched.
Unmatched. Nothing like it. Yeah. What do you have, Paige? You don't have anything? Lily thinks you have something. What else does greatness look like?
You'll recognize it when you see it.
You'll recognize it when you see it. When all your clothing starts to glow and the sky opens and there's a big cloud and a voice. That was Sunday. You recognize greatness when you see it. What do you do when you see greatness? You respect it. You give it some space, right? What else do you do when you see greatness? And I'm talking about all kinds of different kinds of greatness. What? Lily knows. Paige thinks Lily knows. What different kinds of greatness are there? There's great big, right? What else is there? Bad greatness. Ooh, that's deep. Bad greatness. What would bad greatness be like? Oh, if you try to become great by making people fear you? Is that what you're getting at or something else? So if you try to become great by making people fear you, Ian says that is a bad kind of greatness. Yeah. What other kinds of greatness are there?
Natural, sunrise.
Oh, natural greatness, the sunrise, the beauty of the created world. Yeah.
And there's people greatness, like people working together and together with unity, they create a greatness.
People working together with unity, creating greatness together. Yeah. What else is there? Yeah, Ian?
Belief greatness, like what you believe is great. You might like believe that something is great.
Okay, yeah. So if I believe that something is great, that's like what I've put at the like the top of what I care about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Okay, Lakers fans, be honest. I know we're in church, but who's the greatness of all time?
Kobe.
Oh, we have a guffaw from Lee. He's not sure he's on board with Kobe. He's sort of a newer generation, so he's all LeBron, right? Yeah. Yeah. So there's, when we talk about greatness, we also find ourselves talking about that competitive kind of greatness, right? Which actually has a lot to do with kind of what Ian was saying about greatness, right? It's a greatness that can make people fear you, as opposed to the greatness that Deb was talking about, which is the greatness that happens when we come together to do something none of us could have done together, or none of us could have done individually, rather. All right, adults, this is where you are going to be just along for the ride here, because the kids are going to recognize the characters in this next video, because we use these videos on Wednesday night. So are you ready for a whirl? Woo! Yeah, see, we're all very excited all of a sudden. Zach is not very excited. All right, so here's the deal with our whirl video. These help us learn the Bible stories that we are working with and some of the ideas in the Bible stories that we're working with. So we haven't even gotten to the part of the Bible story that this is going to be about, so you've got to watch very closely, right? You know, you have to, like, what is this going to be about in the Bible story? So the situation here is that the whirls, they all want the same part in the play. And it's a church play, so what's the most important part in the church play? Yeah, good work. Boom. So everybody wants to be Jesus. Let's see what happens. So everybody wanted to be Jesus. And everybody had a reason to think that they were the best Jesus, right? They all had something that they could bring to the role, but who really was the most like Jesus, said Director Chet. Jax, yeah. And what was like, how was Jax like Jesus? Oh, that was a really good, like, almost hand raise. You can totally give me a real hand raise and then tell me. Yeah, solid hand raise. Okay, now tell me. Yeah, he was humble, and he wasn't trying to just tell people why he's the best. He just wanted to be there and serve. Yeah. So we all have these ashes on our foreheads now, right? We have a cross made of ashes on our foreheads as a way of reminding us that greatness doesn't look like what we thought greatness would look like. This is a day when we think about how is it that greatness is like having ashes on your forehead. So Jesus wants us to know that great is not what we might think it is. It's not what people around us might think it is. And even Jesus' own disciples don't get it. They have decided to start arguing about who's great, because they heard Jesus say this thing that Marcy read for us earlier, about the need to take up our cross and follow Jesus. And the disciples want to figure out who's going to do that best, if maybe that's going to be how this works. It's not how this works, right? Jesus says it's about helping and celebrating others. Here's what happens next. Jesus and the disciples entered Capernaum. When they had come into a house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about during the journey?" They didn't respond, since on the way they had been debating with each other about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be least of all and the servant of all." Jesus reached for a little child, placed him among the 12, and embraced him. Then he said, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me isn't actually welcoming me, but rather the one who sent me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So in Jesus' time, you might recognize this feeling. In Jesus' time, people didn't think kids were very important. Truth. Yeah. So then they didn't think people were important because people used to be kids, right? But then they grew up and they became real people and then they started mattering. No, that's not right, is it? So Jesus said, okay, I'm going to find the person that everybody's going to ignore. The person that everybody thinks doesn't really matter, and I'm going to bring them right into the middle of who we are. And I'm going to bring them right into the middle and remind you that the one you're not paying attention to is probably the one who actually shows you what Jesus is about. And Jesus wants us to notice people who don't feel important, not just to be nice, but because he says, whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me. Whoever welcomes one of these in my name welcomes me. So I need a little bit more help for the adults. Can you help the adults with one more thing? Can you tell me some things that make you feel special? Ways that people can show you that you are special? McKenna's right on this.
Being put in conversations instead of like not being part of conversations that are important.
Oh, being included in a conversation, particularly when it's an important conversation. Yeah. What else shows you that you're special? What else? Being talked to like an adult rather than being talked to like a kid, right? But the way that adults talk to kids, right? So don't do that. Talk to you like an adult. Yeah, Ian. Not being ignored. Pay attention. Yeah. Caitlin. Ooh, being included, doing things with other adults. Yeah. So adults, this applies to the kids in our lives. This applies to other people in our lives that we might treat as invisible or not as important. This applies to everyone that specifically matters in the kingdom of God. And Jesus wants us to know that the ones who especially specifically matter in the kingdom of God are the kids. And the others that we might otherwise ignore. That's good news for tonight. So your assignment, grown-ups, is to find especially one of these kids and make sure that they know. They just told you how you can make sure that they know how special and welcome and important they are. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.